Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Did you know that I'm bilingual? Oh, come on. Let's just do our big cat stretch. It's 6:30 a.m. Central Time in Illinois. And it's still dark out. And in this beautiful village that I live in, the Silver Fox and I, I don't see too many lights on. But 6:30 in the morning. Remember, it's the first hour of the day. It's the time for you to just kind of, you know, veg out and plan your day. You're the artist. You see, your life is a palette. And you decide how picturesque, how enthusiastic, how enlightening, how compassionate you're going to be. I can't believe that we're at the end of November. November 22nd. Could I take you back to 1963? 50 years ago. Many of you weren't even born. And the Silver Fox and I were just really beginning our exciting, eclectic life. When on the air, we heard about the assassination of JFK. The youngest president and the first Catholic. The day America cried. I don't care who would have been there. No one deserves to die through assassination. A Texas drifter named Lee Harvey Oswald, I'm quoting from Sneed in the Sun-Times, slaughtered the country's largest elected president, the man who inspired many to knock on doors of strangers, deer hunters, fishermen, miners, voters in the big tree country of the Lake Superior North. A candidate who never came to the UP. Oswald's rifle had shredded the skull of a man that many of us would never meet. Whose sister, Eunice Kennedy Schreiber, was the only Kennedy to take tea with me in the UP along the Teen Dems rally I helped organize in 1960, and Sneed was a high school senior in Marquette, Michigan. Surprisingly, it resulted in my invitation to JFK's inauguration. Now, a framed piece of cherished paper, an invite to a ceremony I never attended because it was so far away and not within the family budget. Let's go back, backward, turn backward. Oh, chime in your flight. Take us back to 1963 just for tonight. Did you know there were no cell phones, no computers, no CNN instant news? Television sets were primarily located at home. I was standing in a school stairway. And we all watched by listening, news finally ignited by a student screaming, trailed by tears, followed by radio reports with little information. And a novena-sized hope, Kennedy would survive. Surely anyone that extraordinaire would not give in to a bullet. Then it was over. TV legend Walter Cronkite was the one to tell the nation it would never be the same again. The lights in Kennedy's shining house on the hill dimmed. Our Camelot mission of doing good for our country veered off track. Joining the Peace Corps to help the less fortunate around the world seemed far away. Hell, we were the ones who needed help now. Kennedy's message not only sent us to college, it even encouraged us to walk. I don't quite remember what Kennedy's physical fitness walk required us to do, but it became the reason for flagging down a car in May 1962, just before the exams, and asking the driver to take me to the hospital with a knee torn during an early morning stroll in the woods. Well, the truth be told, it was ripped after a rambunctious evening of dancing the twist with sorority sisters in a cabin in the UP woods when we flagged down the car. The knee since has been replaced. Fast forward. Kennedy's legacy is now being assaulted. Time is always the great leveler. But it can't change how we felt then. Pundits and playwrights have described it as a brief shining moment known as Camelot. Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot. Why? We heard about it at, we were at the shopping center in Calumet, River Oak Shopping Center. And we heard about it. It doesn't matter if he was your choice or not. But why? Now, that was 50 years ago. And I had hoped, I didn't think of 2013 then. We were just starting our life together. But don't you think, with the advance of brilliant minds and awareness and your mindset, that the rage and the hate would diminish? No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. And that's what's so sad. I thought our thinking would have advanced into more of a united stand. Each one of us deserves our life. What we do with it is our choice. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. And what do you have to say? call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And I always encourage you not to listen. No, don't read the paper. Just take that first hour. Get up first. At least give me a half hour of your own total quietness, your meditation. And then log on to blogtalkradio.com. My shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And call in at 347-637-3789. Or log on Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. I want to hear what you have to say. Live radio with Kathy. It's a consortium of partners. I could call them sponsors, but I like to think of them as my dear friends, that where we may not always agree, we disagree in a timely manner. Because, you know, we're all entitled to how we feel. How do you feel about what's happening in the world today? And this is the advent of the travel season. Thanksgiving and Christmas. Time to truly be in gratitude for what you have to say. What you have today. What are you grateful about? You know, that's amazing, isn't it? I'll do a week in review in just a little bit. And holiday travel midway through the show. I'm still not through with what's happening in our world. How can we make it better? Come on. Oh, have that great big yawn and cat stretch. And think about what you could give in love unconditionally this season. You see, most people, when they give, they want something in return. That isn't giving, that you're just donating. What can you do to make this a better world to live in? Log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And click on all of the Z buttons. While we're at it, just click on books. Choices. Oh, no, the first book is The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And later on in the show, I will let you know how you could get a free copy of the e-book. They're my choices. My secrets. My recipes. You'll discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. And it could be yours free, so stay tuned. Then scroll down, and there's the book choices. Oh, I love that cover. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. 14 of us bared our souls to share with you the trials and the tribulations that we went through, the challenges, the disappointments, the tragedies that we embraced but said, we're greater than this. We've got to overcome this. how on earth could I possibly make a difference in the world if I don't show people the way? You know, we're celebrities in our own right. You'll be immersed in the power of our voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in our victorious achievements. And what can you learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed, and you can live your life in paradise. Ah, I just looked at the board. I have a caller. And I'm going to do a little sidebar, and I'm going to bring this caller on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're listening to Live with Kathy. Who do I have the pleasure of listening to?
Hi, my name's Mark. I'm a truck driver. I'm just driving south into Denver right now, and I just randomly searching through the airways on Blog Talk Radio, and I saw your show and decided to listen to see what you had to say.
I love Denver. We have kids that live in Denver. Now, what's the weather? Do they have any snow?
Oh, well, it's not as bad as it was yesterday. It's 25 degrees, and the roads are a little slick, but not too bad. Yesterday, it was just, I drove over from Salt Lake, and it snowed the whole way.
Oh, my.
I drive for FedEx, and I got it as far as I could, my 14 hours. And then they had to have another team come and take the trailer so they could get there on time, because I ran out of hours driving 35 miles an hour all day long.
Oh, that snail's pace. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Oh, why did you choose truck driving? Why? You know, by the way, Mark, I have to share something with you. You know how we all have those little niggly dreams? I'd love to drive an 18-wheeler. I want to feel the power of being in control of this great, big, humongous truck. Oh, you would think that I'd want to be on the stage or something. You know, I want to be a truck driver and just feel it. So how much of the show did you listen to, Mark?
I just called in. Mm-hmm. I just was able to call in about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes ago, maybe 5 minutes ago, I don't know. What I do is I like to find shows that, I like to browse, I guess, and find something that interests me. And then if it doesn't interest me within a couple minutes, I usually just turn it off.
Turn it off.
Go to the next show because there's so many shows.
Hey, Mark, be careful. I have strange powers. You cannot blow me away and turn me off. Now, when you heard, because I'll find you, when you heard the show, what compelled you to call in?
Oh, well, no. While I'm driving a truck, and I have my cell phone, and I'm able to highlight the show that I want to listen to, and then it automatically... the mobile website automatically patches me through so I can hear, because I don't have the internet. I mean, I do. I kind of do, but it's a flip phone. So in order to listen, I have to call in to see what's going on.
See what's going on. Well, I opened the show. By the way, you can't do the big cat stretch. I have everyone, because you see, it's only 6:49 a.m., in Chicagoland. And the first hour is the rudder of the day. And I have everyone just do this big cat stretch. But you can't do that, not if you're driving. And Then I ask everyone to just imagine their day being an artist's palette. And you're the artist. You are going to pick and choose how your day is going to go. Because Steve Jobs said, your life is time. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. And then I segued into the day America cried, November 22nd, 1963, when Kennedy was assassinated. And it doesn't matter, you know, no one deserves to die that way. But my sadness, Mark, by the way, what age group am I talking to? Are you 30, 40, 20, 70?
I'm 36.
You're 36. Okay, just, so that was 30 years ago. 50 years ago, you weren't even born.
Yeah.
We didn't have cell phones. We had nothing. And Mark, I'll tell you
Walter
what I'm
Contra.
So, yeah, I want to tell you something what I'm so sad about. I had hoped that in the 50 years that our worlds would be more beautiful, more loving, more caring. I've never seen so much rage in my life.
Yeah.
So how does your generation relate to the hate? And we're human beings, you see. We're all in this together. This golden thread just weaves through everyone worldwide. Why is there so much hate?
I think that negative energies are just on the earth, and they're getting stronger and stronger because they're about to come to an end, and this is the last push, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's got to bring as many people down as he can because he's about to be over with.
So, when I look at what's happening today, excuse me, I couldn't agree with you more. It is satanical. Because the more, and we call it, Mark, if this will help, we call it toxic negative thinking. Now, your generation, how do you feel about when you look into the future, if you were to get a telegram from your heart right now that was to predict your future in the next couple of years, what do you see? What are you looking forward to? What do you want changed?
Well, I don't know. Community living, or my Christian community living, you know, to where people are more in each other's lives, because you know I live next to people I don't even know. You know, everybody on my block. I mean, it used to be a village, but now it's everybody's out for themselves, and you know, everybody's hooked to the television. You know, and, you know, nobody does anything with anyone anymore, right? I mean, you've got your few friends that probably don't even live close to you, but your neighbors, most people don't even know their neighbors.
Yeah.
And I would hope that people, you know, would go back to a community lifestyle where they were in touch with the people around them. And I think it's because that they aren't in touch with the people around them, people become more selfish. I mean, they see people, you know, but they're not accountable to anyone. People aren't accountable to anyone. You know, you can do whatever you want, and nobody's going to say anything because you don't, the people that you're around are strangers.
Mark, Thanksgiving is next week. What do you wish for the world?
Well, I don't know what I wish for the world right now. I know that in the next I believe within the next 10 years, things are going to drastically change, and we're going to have to go through a hard time, but I believe that that hard time is going to get people to focus on what they should be focused on to begin with, which is, you know, Christian living and you know, selfless living, not selfish living. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to have to go through a time of repentance as a nation and a world. And what I want, what I truly want is for the redemption of Zion, which is in the Old Testament. It talks about the city of Enoch and how they were very righteous people, and it talks about how they'll come back in the last days. And that's what I'm looking forward to, that and the return of our Savior,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. That's
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to, and I believe that those things are at hand. They're at the door.
Mm-hmm. But you see, if there is to be peace in the world, if there is to be harmony, it must begin with each one of us.
Yep.
So with this Thanksgiving, I don't want to use the word genre. I want to say it is a time where giving and loving should be unconditional. And yet,
yeah.
I personally feel, now this is Kathy Watson saying this, that we live in a very selfish world. The only one that matters is me, myself, and I. And the competitiveness and the comparing, it is, you know, the Europeans think we're crazy, we're insane, we're so busy comparing and competing and wanting everyone to change their ways to what the majority want. I truly believe in pro-choice. I want everyone to live their life by their choice, not mine. Mark, you were a pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. Now, I want you to know that I'm on the air Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 a.m., Wednesday at 8 a.m., and Friday at 6:30 in the morning. And next week will be the Thanksgiving shows. Ah, hallelujah. I have incredible vocalists that will be on the air, and that's Tuesday and Wednesday at 11 a.m., and you're invited to call in and just say how marvelous the show is.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for calling in and spending your time with me. Make it a great day.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
And drive safe.
Thank you.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't it just talking to Mark? Isn't it just wonderful? Hey, he picked up, you see, he's on his way to Denver. Didn't I tell you that our world is shrinking? All right, well, we got through with the Kennedys. And I know that, I don't know if it's even worth addressing, but I want you to know that these are unsettling times. Now, let me go back to choices and the book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Let me tell you right now, darlings, this is a book that you keep on your desk. And when I talked about that, you could overcome adversity and succeed? Well, we did. What are you whining about? And you can live your life in paradise. I just loved what Mark said because I think he's leaning toward a spiritual paradise. I studied Buddha for 5 years. I'm ecumenical. I was raised Roman Catholic. I embrace it all. I embrace it all. And I was having a little trouble with forgiving people. And I thought, wait a minute. There has to be something. Because, you know, I was one of these real judgmental. Hey, you over there, you're okay. I'm going to wish you all kinds of prosperity. Ah, you over there, man, some ends. Then I was introduced to Nichiren Shoshu Buddha. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. And no, it's not satanical. In the fourth prayer, man, I was dedicated. If I'm embracing Catholicism, I'm dedicated. I am a Christian. But I never take anyone's belief, religious belief, spiritual belief, because, darlings, that may be all that they have. And who am I? I'd rather lead by example. So in the fourth prayer, Nichiren Shoshu said, Buddha, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. What I wish for myself, for me, I wish for the entire universe, for everyone. And how could I make that happen? By being a role model. Not just, you know, so many, Monday morning quarterbacks. Oh, sidebar, the Bears are playing this weekend. We're a football people. So it gives me a chance to break away from reality and look at the fantasy. They're going to do okay. They're going to do okay. But isn't it exciting to get other people's evaluation, other people's ideas, without judgment? Khalil Gibran said that if you are to love, it must be unconditional. Without judgment. Without judgment. By the way, who are we to judge? I mean, who gave you, what makes you so great to think that I'm going to change my ways to think like you do? Get the book, The Celestine Prophecy and the Third Insight. There are people, toxic negative thinking. Hey, they didn't get what they wanted in life. Yeah, it's God's fault. It's my mother's fault, my father's. My family said I can't bring shame to the family. So here I am. I'm stuck. That's bullcrap. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. So when you, as an individual, you haven't achieved what you wanted, pick up the mirror right now and say, hello. It was your choice. It's called race consciousness. Think of this big golden vase or cauldron, whatever you want. Whatever you think goes into the universe, into the universe, into the universe, and you're going to get exactly what you put out there. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? And you know, it's so simplistic. If you want a friend, be a friend. If you want to give, volunteer, but don't put a label on it. You know, you're all so fortunate. Yes, I know today's show is about holiday travel. I'll get to that. I told you in the second half. Man, I'm world traveled. I could write a book, a volume, on how rude people could be when they're traveling. And remember now, this is the time for giving and living. Every thought, whether it's silent or verbal, vocal, that you put out there goes into this big, vast, golden kettle. And now, you see, the conscious can't go, oh, well, wait a minute, Kathy didn't mean that. This is what Kathy means. No. What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get back. So in the Celestine Prophecy, these are people who, I don't underachievers, you could call them whatever you want. But how dare they take your dream from you? And they do because you allow it. They become your God. And the only way that this could be resolved is by all of us going back to the Chinese proverb. When there is light in the soul, there'll be beauty in the person. When there's beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. And when there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there's order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. But, the big but, if there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me. Let it begin with Kathy, the silver fox, to Mark, who's driving on his way to Denver in 22 degrees weather and snow. The passion and the need to be one with the universe must begin with each individual. And it can't be judgmental. What I wish for myself, I wish for the entire world and the entire universe. But I wish it for me first. And because of my actions and how I'm perceived in the world, people will begin to wonder, what is she doing? You know, she's really looking much younger. Yes, stress. It's going to kill all of you. I'm telling you right now. Because you allow it. You allow it. Anger releases toxins into the body. Why is the big pharma, the pharmaceuticals, making so much money? What are you doing out there? I want you to truly get your pen and pad out right now. After you've looked in the mirror and told yourself how marvelous you are and how brilliantly talented you are, and write down one tiny little change that you're going to make in your thinking. When I'm out and about, smile, though your heart is breaking. And I see gorgeous looking couple or a person, I'll stop them and say, whoa, pardon the interruption, but I have to tell you, you look really smashing in that outfit. Try it. You will be amazed at how much younger they look. When was the last time you complimented someone? When was the last time you took inventory of your reference group, the people in your life, and said, wait a minute, I got a clean house here. And by the way, it could be family too. But who is peppy, positive energy? Who are toxic, negative thinkers? Isn't it interesting in a barrel of apples, if one starts to go sour, the whole barrel goes sour? How come we cannot, with our constructive thinking and our positive energy, why can't we change that? Well, we can. We truly can. We just have to give that person less time with us, unless you want to be a martyr, unless you're the one that wants to save them. They can't. In the eighth pathway of unconditional love and happiness, I feel with loving compassion the problems of others without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments that are offering them messages they need for their growth. Let people go. Let them go. You be the role model. It's Thanksgiving. And then again, why do we have to wait until the 1 month, November to December? Can't you be in gratitude for what you have right now? You're the artist of your life. I do house cleaning once a month. Yeah, even family members. You know, they say, oh, blood is thicker than water. Now, if the family never needed my help physically or some way, of course I would help them. But I don't give them a whole bunch of my time. Time is life. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Enjoy the now. Right now, enjoy that you've been given this wonderful opportunity to be on this earth, 2013, the year to unleash the power of your voice by your choices. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life. You got to start with you, but then it will be transferred into the universe. How sweet is that? That's what choices is all about. Remember, you've logged on to Kathy Watson Speaks.com. Read their stories. It's available in soft copy, hard copy, Kindle, ebook, and Nook. And you don't put it away. You keep it where you could reach. Just look at it and say, oh my gosh. After reading this book, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing. And you will be go and do. And, Kathy, my heart was deeply touched. I found myself empathetic to the few of the stories and sympathetic to others. And I will share this book with the world. You all need it. If you're going to buy it by the truckload, call me and you'll get a discount. My landline is 847-882-8717. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. A call to action. I think of everyone that's with me as my partner, not a sponsor. But these partners, sponsors, have been with me. And we appreciate each other. Now imagine. Remember I told Mark that I had this little niggly dream. I'd love to feel the power of driving an 18-wheeler, even if it was for a block. So did you ever think of, I don't know what your product, your service is, or what you have, a book. By the way, every single one of us have a book that's dancing in our heart. That's what happened to the Elixir of Youth and Choices. And the Heart of the Lion, oh, and 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. Yeah, they're my books. But what about you? Maybe you dreamed of, oh, geez, I'd really like to be on radio. It's a whole new dynamic. Radio is a powerful marketing tool, and I could make it happen for you. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. We talk, what's your product? What is it that you want to improve on? You see, when you're working with me, this is personal development. It's not just, hey, Kath, how many new clients am I going to get? If that's what you're looking for, don't even bother calling me because I'll say I'm not interested. I'm interested in finding out the authentic you. Who are you? What do you want to convey to the world? There was a spot that was known as Camelot. We could bring your Camelot to Blog Talk Radio via Live with Kathy. So we talk and we decide and we work on a mini-mercial. And your mini-mercial is heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks. But here's the good news. Oh, I'm so afraid of public speaking. I don't care. And then go to ToastmastersInternational.org. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your branding identity. It's your signature. Did you know that your voice is your passport to your future? So now you're invited to co-host. You are going to co-host one of my shows or two. And now it's archived. So it's in the bank, in the queue. And you listen to yourself. And then you ask yourself one question. Would I get up, run to the phone, and order that product, service, or book? Was I dynamic? Was I convincing? Was I authentic? And then together we tweak. Now we find out just what you're all about. Yeah, I am the expert, talk radio and television. Never planned on it, but God has a very powerful way to subtly direct you in the air. No, I don't want to do television. No, I don't want to do radio. It was no, 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 and I said, oh, okay, I'll do it. And now I'm worldwide because I have a message, because I care. Because we're partners in this life. And I want it to be joyous. So for more information, you could call me at 847-882-8717. Remember, as the population ages, the need for your service, whatever it is, grows and grows and grows. And look at Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I come from the world of haute couture and classical ballet. I married an iron worker. I love to illuminate them, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's 4 years apprenticeship. You log on ironworkers.org. See if it's for you. You have to qualify. After 4 years, you don't have tuitions that you have to pay. You're not in debt. You've been earning money. Your pension plan is going. Your health care is going. And you're learning. Choose a career, not a job. And it is college affiliated. You want to find out more about Ironworkers? Okay. YouTube.com/UnionIronworkers. YouTube.com/IronworkersImpact. And log on ironworkers.org. I told you about the book choices. Rika Cuff, Divine Intervention. An innocent trip to the south side of Chicago changed her life in 2005. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They're the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. Born lonely? Your choice. Log on heparks.org. Senior centers and libraries. And the tax man cometh, Greg McIntyre, ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, looks do matter. Now, this is how you're going to get your free book. I have a product. It's called Procaine. It is my secret for distressing my face for over 20 years. It's only available through my show. Under $50, 2 ounces plus shipping and handling. And it's so effective, you use it only 3 times a week. And when you order, by the way, all sales are final. Can't be bothered with all that other stuff. Because I'm here to help you. The proof is in the pudding. Log on to my site. No airbrushing, no nothing. Looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. November 22nd. One more week. It's the end of the month. Do you have more month than money? I don't know what your situation is, but do you want to build your own business? Do you want to have a feeling of achievement? You could be a preneur, solopreneur, entrepreneur, retired. When you have your own home-based business, this gives you the opportunity to challenge yourself while making money. How would a residual check with 4 figures every month that you didn't even have to lift a finger, but you have to build your business? Log on Leticia, Leticia, myshackley.com. There is a way to make money. Be your own CEO. Make it a family affair. You're smart enough. You don't need a college education. And it doesn't cost hardly anything. More people today are becoming wealthy, starting from nothing, and this could be you, and it could be a family affair. Leticia dot myshackley.com. And I work with all of the proponents of the entrepreneurs that, well, you see, I love being an entrepreneur. You can have a full-time job, but you want to have your own business. There's a feeling of achievement. But you have to persevere and have that fire in the belly desire to do it. And we'll match you up with a product or a service. So do log on or call Kathy at 847-882-8717 or Leticia.myshackley.com and help make for a better world. Well, we don't have much time, do we? So let's go to the formula. Come on out there, darlings. I don't look at the holidays as being stressful. Not at all. It's what you're doing. Why? When I talk about the world of fashion, I'm talking about the world stage. I've been with couturiers, Balenciaga, Givenchy, Dior, Why? Give me, justify one good reason why you have to freak out and become so stressful during the holidays. Didn't I say earlier in the show that the holidays are embraced with giving and loving? So it's holiday travel time, too. Oh, man. Get that pen and pad out right now. Are you going solo? Or is this going to be a family affair? I want to tell you something. I'm a speaker on international cruise ships. I've been all over the world. And Christmas time, holiday time, no way, Jose, are you going to get me to travel cross-country or to Europe? Why not Now, this is a unique idea. Why not take your family to New York? Oh, I love New York. I just love it. But now, wait a minute. We got a plan here. Now, if you're going alone, you have only you to please. Husband and wife, select on a destination for the right reasons. You both have to agree. Listen, if you want to go to New York and he doesn't want to go to New York, don't go to New York or tell him to stay home. Or if he wants to go to New York and you don't, you stay home. Because you'll ruin it. You have to agree on the destination. And if it's a family affair, the kids, oh, good luck. Sit down and encourage everyone to voice their opinions. I've seen it happen. If just one is not happy about the ultimate holiday vacation, you'll all suffer. And nothing ruins a vacation more than a grumpy, negative Nelly. Toxic negative thinking. You see, I already think it would be great to go to New York. Who can resist it? It's shimmering and magical. And you go to places to visit after the places you came to visit. Because once you're there, it's your city too. Okay, but if you're going to travel out of the country, there are some things that you have to remember. It's a prime time to pick up illnesses, but with a little planning, you can do to stay healthy. Now, this is what you have to keep in mind. Come on, get your pen and pad out. Don't forget your prescription medications. Keep track of your health information. Do your research before you leave. Now be healthy, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be in close contact with people on planes and in airports. It's essential to have the hand sanitizers. I keep the packets with me. They're in my car. They're in my exercise bag. And they're in my handbag. And if you're going to travel to a developing country, you better find out to see what vaccinations, medicines are required or recommended for the destination that you're looking to visit. And then you may also want to look into the healthcare options near your destination or the insurance options to be evacuated to a location with more advanced medical care. Now, if you truly are planning on a travel trip to somewhere remote, the International Society of Travel Medicine's website can give you a sense of the accredited clinics in the region. Why would you want to go there? I want you to stay healthy. Bring along healthy handy health aids, and use your best judgment. And above all, this is the season of giving and loving. How about traveling to New York, ice skate in Central Park, and the Christmas tree and the Neapolitan Baroque at the Metropolitan Museum of Art? I've been there. It is fascinating. And then you could even go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Did you know that? There are so many places in the States. Charleston, in the Low Country. Or why don't you just stay home? Enjoy the spirit of love and giving. Until Tuesday, this is Kathy Watson. Remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.